Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did?
Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. All right, still kind of workshopping something. Bob, let's do it kind of live with you. There's something with Hunter Norzad. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's something with that name.
Right.
Was it NORAD that's like a...
The weather thing?
Like, or a weather?
That's the one who tracks Santa.
Right.
Yeah.
The NORAD radar
that tracks
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It does some weather stuff. It's like a military weather thing or something.
I don't know what it is, but I know it tracks Santa.
So I don't know what a Hunter Norzad... I don't know. There's something... It's escaping me, but you know, like... I'm intrigued.
Hunter Norzad.
I'm intrigued by that name, and like, there's something to do with it, but yeah. I can't quite put my finger on it yet.
It's a great name, both first and last. It would look great with jersey number 69, but I don't know what we can do with Norzad.
And then the sometimes it's just the last name, or sometimes just, yeah. But the whole that's Hunter Norzad. Like, I almost like you'd get the jersey with both names.
Right.
Hunter
Tonight
Norzad.
On the Channel 2 News, Hunter Norzad takes a look at. Whatever.
He takes down whatever. I don't know.
Hunter Norzad works for you.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hunter Norzad, if you have a sighting issue and you're not getting the right sighting,
right.
You call
down,
Hunter Norzad.
He takes down unsavory business.
Hi, I'm Hunter Norzad, attorney at law. If you fell, call me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's something there. I just haven't quite pinpointed it just yet. All right.
Maybe it could be Norzad to Norzad Beach Justice.
Maybe. I don't know.
Does anybody even get that reference anymore?
No, probably not. So the state of Kansas is, safe to say, moving.
Yeah, fast.
Okay.
Right.
Their House and Senate both taking up measures to use star bonds to finance up to two professional teams.
With stadium capacity of 30,000 or more.
30,000 or more.
The Kansas Chiefs champions.
So that's underway. We'll talk coming up at 8 o'clock with Matt Evans at Channel 9.
Right.
He's been patrolling the Kansas legislature, and
he's been stalking the Senate or something.
Scheduled to be back at it coming up at 9 o'clock. So Kansas,
the sun is shining in Kansas, and don't let anybody tell you any different.
Kansas is moving. Now, again, you'd still have to negotiate and do whatever, but
moving.
That's a pretty good chip, right?
It's a big chip. Yeah.
Here's 100% financing.
Right.
What do you think? Oh,
okay.
100% financing.
Where do I sign up for this?
This is like going to Nebraska Furniture Mart or something.
Yeah, it really is, right?
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
30 years, no finance charges. Yeah. Come to Kansas.
That's right.
Right? Where do we sign up for this?
Yeah, you don't even have to pay it off. We'll pay your bill for you. So certainly they're on the move. So we'll get an update on that coming up at 8 o'clock with Matt.
Yeah.
But
there's some Missouri rumbling now too?
Well, of course. I mean, there's always going to be, you know, rumbling on both sides of the state line. I know, like, most states don't have the state line down the middle of their city. We're very unique. We're a lot like New York City, New Jersey, and the Giants moved to New Jersey back before I was even born. They built Giant Stadium. Oh my God, New York set up yours. We have no interest in supporting you anymore. It happens all over the place, right? I understand. The good news about all of this is, with Kansas being involved now, you don't have to worry about the teams leaving the metro area. And you know, Josh, I have said that from day one. I don't care what side of the state line they're on, as long as both teams are in this metro area. Because anytime a stadium vote fails, regardless of what it is, right, the piranhas come out.
Do you want to be Oakland? I don't.
I don't want to be Oakland. I do not. I don't want to be Tampa. I don't want to be the Raiders. I don't want to be
St. Louis.
I don't want to be these cities that lose a team, right? Yeah. So we are blessed to have that state line where both sides can get involved in negotiations. And what this does now, it tells Missouri that Kansas is ready to negotiate with both of these teams. And that puts the ball back now on the plate of Missouri. It gives Mayor L the opportunity, and maybe Frank White, I don't know if he even knows, you know, what's going on based on his comments yesterday, gives them the opportunity now to negotiate. It's created an open negotiation. And what do you want normally, Josh? Put yourself in this situation, right? You're Josh Klingler. You want a raise. You want something better. What do you need? You need another job offer. So you go out and you interview. You get the job offer. You come back. You tell your employer, I've got this job offer. I'm going to take it unless you want to negotiate with me. And if the employer's smart, they sit down, they negotiate with you, you get the deal done, right? So that's what's going to go on here. Kansas is ready to negotiate right now. And so somebody that I was talking to this morning, I said, do you think Missouri is going to have what it takes to even counter what Kansas is prepared to offer both of these teams, right?
And star bonds, 100% financing.
Right.
Both?
Right.
Both?
Both. Yeah, finance both stadiums. Wow. 100%.
And it's a coming conversion, you do one.
Right.
100%. If you get 100%.
Right.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
Tough to beat.
Right. Oh, Clark ain't moving the Chiefs. Must be a slow morning text came in. Oh, my God. Pull your head out. Seriously, like, pay attention to what's going on today. Kansas is getting ready to sign into law star bonds to finance 100% of two stadiums. That's happening today. But what that
Clark Hunt this past weekend, by the way.
Yeah. Arrowhead is a special place for our family and our fan base. That was one of the reasons that we focused on it with the last effort. But going forward, it may make more sense for us to be in a new stadium.
Done. Okay. Thank you, Clark. That's the owner of the franchise.
All options are on the table.
All options are on the table. So what I'm hearing from the Missouri side is this. I said, is Missouri going to be able to compete? And they said, the quote that I received from somebody in the know was, they can. They have the tools. They can create what they want. Best case scenario is one team goes to Kansas and one stays in Missouri. No way Missouri will lose both. Won't allow it. This is the best scenario. It's out in the open. Work to keep it in the region. Jackson County had the first right of refusal. They said no. Now the region steps up. And I responded back. I go, I want baseball downtown. I think that's what's going to shake out is the response that I got. So the Chiefs to Kansas and the Royals to downtown. The person that I'm speaking to who's in the know is under the belief that both teams will not be going to Kansas, but it does create open negotiations, and that's what you want.
Of course it does.
And that's what you want, right.
Now, you could also see a scenario where the Missouri pulls out the stops. They don't want to lose the Chiefs.
Right.
I could get that,
could
too.
Could be.
And then downtown baseball aside, which, again, didn't go.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe, okay, we build the battery somewhere else.
Correct.
right? If the Royals' goal was the battery.
Right. Then maybe the battery ends up in Wyandotte County.
Maybe.
And you get what you want out there at the battery, and you get the opportunity to generate money, right?
And then angry texter that says the Chiefs won't move would be right.
Would be right.
But only because they got a better deal.
Right. And but
everything's open. That, right. If you're under the belief that nothing, they ain't moving.
Right. The only logical,
sky in your world?
Right. The most logical thing, like if I'm ranking these things, and I've been saying this for months now, on February 26th, I said and broke the news that if this doesn't pass, Both the Royals and Chiefs have better financing offers from other municipalities out there. If you didn't want to lose the Chiefs and Royals out of Jackson County, then that vote needed to pass. The vote failed. Kansas immediately stepped up and goes, hey, we'll finance two stadiums, 100% financing. Who wants it?
Yeah.
Come find us. Yeah. But the best case scenario for me, and again, this is my liking. This is my preference. Chiefs go to Kansas and the Royals build downtown. I still want downtown baseball. I just love it. And, you know, I know the Battery is the best ballpark experience for me that I've ever had in baseball. It's wonderful. But I still like that downtown feeling. I still think to have that vibrant downtown with baseball is so, so, so key to having a great city. And I'm excited to have downtown baseball. But if Mayor L and the state of Missouri and you know, Mr. 255 over there drop the ball, then both teams have a landing spot in Kansas. And having both teams in Kansas is absolutely 100% better than having one team in Kansas and one in Nashville, or one in San Antonio and one in Portland.
Yes, that's where I stand. I don't care where you end up.
Right.
If you want to split the difference, awesome.
And look, that is the best case scenario. As we've said, there's nothing wrong with Kansas stepping up and paying for one of these things for the first time ever.
No.
We've been freeloaders for 60 years. Yeah. And the majority of season ticket holders for both teams are in the state of Kansas. So that's what's on the table today. We'll talk to Matt Evans coming up in 30 minutes. He's been stalking Topeka or whatever, and get his take on it from Channel 9. He's done a great job of covering that story. But these are the facts now. This is reality. And anybody who still thinks like it's never going to happen, this is how the Rams ended up in Los Angeles again. This is how the Raiders ended up in Las Vegas. This is how the A's ended up in Sacramento.
Well, where are they?
Wherever they are
temporarily.
This is how the Warriors ended up in San Francisco. This is how the Chargers ended up in Los Angeles. This is how the Supersonics ended up in Oklahoma City.
I think in terms of like marketing and cameo, this sport does it the best. And it was on display last night. We'll get to it next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/acrossamerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Brought to you by Raider Garage Doors in Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. I think no one does cameos better than wrestling. They do a fantastic job of incorporating anybody who wants to be a part of it into being a part of it.
Correct.
And the Chiefs are a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Raw was here, and Patrick Mahomes was there. I saw Trey and Creed were there, and jumping into the bit. I just think that WWE does a fantastic job of like bringing anybody in who wants to be a part of their thing and incorporating all elements of entertainment to jump on board.
Right.
They're really, really good. So Patrick Mahomes loaned out his Super Bowl rings during last night's event.
Kansas City, I got a little something you might like.
What the hell's he doing? What the hell's he doing? Don't you do, what are you doing?
Are they,
why are you doing that, Pat?
Are they Super Bowl rings?
Why are you doing that?
Well, why am I asking you? But nonetheless.
Oh, watch, I was close.
Logan Paul he just put three Super Bowl rings on his hands. Going to use them like he uses brass knuckles. Oh, no! That had to hurt with the size of that Klingon-like head. Logan Paul took out J.D. McDonough. Jey Uso's loving it. Logan Paul and Finn Balor can't believe it.
Jay complimenting the ring.
Well, Jay now takes down Finn. Patted away on Balor. Logan Paul trying to get in the mix now.
Three Super Bowl rings to the head of Jey Uso.
To the head. The best line of that whole thing was the guy asking McAfee, are those Mahomes Super Bowl rings? Well, why am I asking you?
Yeah, what am I asking you
wow.
for?
So Mahomes lends his three Super Bowl rings mm-hmm. to Logan Paul, who then proceeds to, you know, use them as brass knuckles.
Right. Is that the guy who's fighting Mike now. Tyson in a couple of months?
Jake.
Logan. It's Jake.
Jake's
Jake Paul.
So his younger brother.
Yeah.
Chris's brother.
No relation to Chris.
Oh.
No. It's the one that does insurance.
Yeah. What was
this
Cliff
is the
Paul?
One that does insurance.
Yeah. Okay. This is him. Yeah.
This is the Cliff Paul.
I just never got into wrestling. It's never been my thing.
I never did either. I still haven't. But I appreciate
it. Still does really nothing for me, but I appreciate it, right?
I appreciate the hell out of the show.
Right.
Because it's like everybody wants to be a part of it.
Right.
All the athletes want to be a part of it.
Yep.
Or they're willing to be a part of it. And Mahomes was a part of it last night.
Sure. So, it's cool. Good check for them. Good, you know, kind of post-football, post-baseball, post, you know, being a TikTok star career. It's exciting. Good question from the text line. Have the Chiefs even received their third Super Bowl ring yet? So how are they able to use that during the wrestling event? Great question.
Well,
man.
Also, you're not giving me your real ones.
Oh.
I wouldn't, you know.
Like, who knows, you know?
I wouldn't.
I mean, wrestling's real, so you might as well use real rings. I don't know. It was just something I never got into as a kid.
Maybe
never,
you want us an AFC Championship ring. I don't
you know, my soap opera, I guess, is the NFL. It
again,
is,
I'm not
yeah.
ready to go that scripted.
No,
yet,
it's a soap opera, though.
But good job.
We
good.
Watch every day, and if you miss a day, Josh, you miss what's going on,
it
right?
Is. You do.
I mean, you could look around and go, you know, who's the Susan Lucci of the NFL? I don't know. Was Peyton Manning for a while. He finally won something.
Well, now it's Burrow.
Now
and
it's Burrow
Lamar
and Josh Allen. Yeah, they're all the Susan Luccis. Yes. Again, reference if you don't know, she never won like an Emmy Award or something, I guess. Yes. But no, the NFL is my male version of a soap opera. I watch every day to see what's going to happen. Like T. Higgins being thrown into the mix now. That's a great plot twist of a soap opera. You know, yesterday, Travis Kelce getting paid for no apparent reason other than
we
just feel like paying you, you know,
the
right?
The NFL's doing it, too. They got Taylor Swift to be part of it, make a cameo.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I mean, it's
unbelievable.
NFL's jumping on this,
too.
Yeah. Speaking of Taylor Swift, your boyfriend.
Right.
Travis Kelce is now going to be the highest paid tight end.
That's right.
Just because the Chiefs wanted to.
Right.
paying him for time served, essentially, here.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of his career, you could say he was the highest paid tight end,
right,
which feels right.
Should be the highest paid tight end. Yeah.
Brett Veach pretty excited in making the announcement yesterday and was asked how long Kelce can keep this up.
Every now and then you have one of these guys that are outliers, and certainly Travis is one of those players. It's funny, it's not even May yet, and today we had a chance to get out there in phase two, and guys were out there running around, and Travis was the first guy in line, and I mean, he looked like he was 28 years old, and again, I mean, the odds of someone playing this far into the 30s are very low, but it does happen, and it happens with just unicorns in the profession, and Travis is one of those, and we'll certainly celebrate this with him, and hopefully we can ride this thing even longer. So we'll just have to wait and see, but I've shown no signs of slowing down, and everyone notices the kind of postseason he had, and he just found that extra gear. And you know, these special players are always able to find, you know, that extra gear, and again, I mean, if anybody could do it, Travis can.
Yeah, not gonna tell him he can't at this point, right?
Well, I mean, Carrington's been trying to tell him that for a couple of years now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, Rob. They gave this guy a raise for no reason.
Wow.
He's 34 years old, and he didn't even have 1,000 yards last year.
Did he take credit for it? We would. That's what we would do. You know?
Why would he take credit for that? He doesn't want Travis Spade.
Well, because he inspired him.
Oh, he inspired him. Yeah,
to turn it on.
I mean, he sat out 2 games, Rob. I know, Carrington. You can't count on a guy that only plays 15 games a year for you and doesn't get you over 1,000 yards. Yeah. This is bad money management.
Yeah. So, Jones, Kelce, Andy, Veach, Mark Donovan.
Who next?
That's who they've taken care of this offseason. Your backbone of your organization. Mahomes has already obviously gotten his. He's even willing to slice off a share or two every once in a while when need be.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the perfect lead in this one. But you've basically gone out and paid your backbone this year.
You did. You paid everybody that's been here during this whole run that's still around. You kept them intact.
All your
backbone intact, and you're ready to go forward.
Wow. So yes, who's next? We'll discuss next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Beckett brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. How dare we forget the Chiefs also upped Spags.
That's right. Yeah.
Prevented him from talking anywhere else.
Correct.
Bumped his salary as well.
Hell, they did.
This year, and got the defensive coordinator locked up as well.
So, right.
I mean, that's quite an off-season push.
But he's a great knee bender.
So you got to get that locked up. So, yeah, forgot Spags.
Mm-hmm.
Kelce, Jones,
everybody.
Veach, Reed, yeah. Donovan.
But he's a great knee bender.
Good grief.
You know, I played that cut. He's a great knee bender when we talk about Spags, right? It reminds me of the text we received at Vern's show last night, how we make fun of baseball. We make fun of all sports.
Yeah, yeah.
We're equal opportunity. Have fun with this stuff. We goof on a lot of stuff in sports, not just baseball. Like hockey, your Kraken fired their coach yesterday, right? Does anybody go through more coaches quicker than hockey teams?
And then they just hire the same group.
And
then
it's the same like five people. They just move around, right? Yeah. Because the guy that they hired in Buffalo, Lindy Ruff, coached the Devils. And before the Devils, he was in Buffalo. Like, it's just like rinse, wash, and repeat. Like nepotism at its finest in hockey. But, I mean, the Kraken, what are they, in their second year?
Third.
Oh, and they've already didn't they make the playoffs and go last year, right? They were in the postseason, you know, and then this year they're not in the postseason. They fire the coach and that guy will get hired by somebody and then move on.
Correct.
Another thing about hockey, I heard somebody yesterday refer to the Washington Capitals, and I knew you would appreciate this one, as the Crapitals.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, you got the Commodes and the Crapitals in D.C.
I kind of like that. It's pretty good.
That's Spector's team, so it's perfect. The Crapitals.
I like that.
I love it.
All right, so who's next?
Who's next? They just keep on spending. Yeah.
Taking care of business over there at Arrowhead.
Yeah, but who should be the next? You got your backbone signed, right? You got your president, your coach, your GM, your quarterback, your tight end, your defensive tackle. And then you gave out money to the tight end yesterday, right? So you got your backbone ready to go. Now you got to spring all the vertebrae out or whatever comes off your backbone. I think ribs. Who's next for me? I think it's going to be Trent McDuffie. I think that's the next guy that they want to pay and reward, followed closely by Trey Smith. I think those are the next two that the Chiefs are going to look at potentially spending their money on. And those are the next two that I would look at potentially spending your money on.
Yeah, but McDuffie, you don't have to yet.
No, I mean, you don't.
McDuffie,
you don't have
you're,
to. No,
you're
you didn't
2 years
have to
away.
With Travis Kelce either.
You're 2 years away on McDuffie, so you can push that rock down the road. Trey, to me, is going to be interesting.
Okay.
What's he going to want? Yes, I think he likes it here, but he was also a guy that fell in the draft.
Yeah, he did. He wants to get paid now. It's time for him to earn some money.
So this is a guy that fell in the draft, medical things, blah, blah. Chiefs like, no problem, we'll do this.
Right.
But remember, he's not like he was a first round draft pick.
Sixth.
Or a second round draft pick.
Sixth.
Or a third.
Sixth.
Or a fourth.
Sixth.
Or a fifth.
Sixth.
Right?
Yes.
And he's been a starter from day one.
Yes. He should have been a first round draft pick. Had the bad medicals with a clot. The Chiefs took a chance. Boom. Here he was in the sixth round. They grabbed a first round talent in the sixth round. But now Trey, you look at Trey, who I have a relationship with Trey, nicest human being on earth. I don't think he's going in there and demanding money. But if you're Trey Smith, you're going, man, it's time to get me paid.
I mean, I'm Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I'm working too.
Caliber,
you know, I mean, I started from day one.
So my question is, what's he going to want?
$1 million per day,
right? Tooney has one more year after this, so he's not going to be off the books yet. By the time you're getting to, I mean, Trey is after this season,
right?
Right.
Right. Is it already?
Trey and Creed?
It's already year four for them.
We'll be coming up for year four, correct?
Is it really? I mean, it just went so fast.
I'm about to say McDuffie and that they're on the class after that. So,
right.
Are you going to allocate? Because they spent a good penny on Tooney.
Right? Sure they did.
They've spent a good penny on the right tackle.
Right.
Are you going to allocate more to the offensive line or do you need to shift dollars? You know what I mean?
Well, is running back and offensive line very similar to you with Andy Reid? Or not? Because you did spend money on guard and you did spend money on right tackle.
Yeah, I think that they have spent when they've needed to spend.
I think Trey's worthy of spending. So. I wouldn't spend on Creed. I just wouldn't. I would spend on Trey.
You gotta prove it year ahead, don't you, for Creed.
For Creed, big time.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And it's not because he can't block. It's because he had the yips with the snaps last year. Yeah. It was not good.
Yeah.
And I think that factored in more to the offense. You know,
and then we
look at the drops and we blame wide receivers for all these drops and we've ripped Kadarius Toney. Creed Humphrey wasn't that good last year, but yet nobody wants to call that guy out.
And then McDuffie does have the fifth year too. Don't forget about the fifth year. Trey does not. Creed is not. So
what do you guys think about maybe Nick Bolton? Do you think
that's my other one. That's my one, if not Trey. Because I do need to figure out what the market is on Trey Smith. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be the highest paid guard, for instance?
Right. Well, you're next, so yes.
Do you want to be the highest paid guard? Okay, well, we've seen the Chiefs. They have to make some business decisions based on that. They've They've drafted three offensive linemen this draft. I'm just saying. They played their, well, maybe we have next type guys in the mix. Does Trey want to be the highest paid guard?
Right.
That to me is where I start.
Right.
And then secondarily, yeah, Bolton, look, I know linebackers aren't the rage right now. Right. They're not commanding what they used to command back in our day.
Right.
You know, Ray Lewis and
Singletary. No, it's just not.
The position's not what it was.
And back in your day with Dick Butkus.
That's right. It's not what it is or what it was, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different now. But he's a big piece of this defense. Did it hurt him a little bit that he was out last year and he didn't miss a beat? Yeah, I think a little bit.
But I mean, I hate to be that guy, but it definitely changed my perception. And I like Nick Bolton a lot.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And then he was out and I'm like,
wow, they were just fine.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, really? Because I thought he was like a master.
Right.
They just handled it just fine.
But he's the captain. He wears the green dot. Yes. I mean,
they throw a lot of responsibility on him. He takes it. He commands that defense. Spags has a lot of trust in him. Blah blah. I think he's a big piece of this defense. So I would say Nick Bolton. And can you get that without it being a massive deal? Because linebackers aren't hot right now. Maybe.
I don't know.
I think Bolton's first in line, and then Trey. What's it going to take to keep? What's going to take to keep you here? You looking to be the, or are you looking to be a chief and very well compensated? Right. And then
what's it going to take to get in this El Camino?
And then Tooney doesn't roll till the following year, and I'm pushing him out the door by any means, but. He's got 1 year remaining. He's getting a little up there.
Yeah, I'm not signing him after this year.
He's probably, plays, I'm operating under the play out the contract, and then I'm looking for a replacement, right? So that's 2 years, but you got one now before you need to pay Trey. So I do find that dynamic interesting. Do you allocate a certain amount of money for a position group?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, as you're doing your budget, do I have this budget for this spot and this budget for this spot?
I don't know. I've never understood how that works. And if you budget by position or you just go and you pay the play, because I don't think you can necessarily budget by position, because you may have somebody like Travis Kelce, for example, right? How many teams are doling out a lot of dough to their tight ends? Probably not a lot, right? Or let's say fullback. Like if you had, well, we got to spend this much. You can't have that out there because it could preclude you of spending a little extra money somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. I know we all have household budgets, but we don't have like a certain budget for, well, I can only spend $100 this month on my electric bill. How the hell do you know what you're spending on your electric bill? It just happens, right? Like you probably don't have stuff like that. So I guess I just don't think you can go into it, whatever it is, by having a budget based on position. I think you have to go into it based on this is the number that we have to spend. How it all factors in is case by case scenario, and you have to rank your players. Okay, Mahomes is one, Kelsey's two, Jones is three, blah 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 blah. Work your way down. Oh, Trey Smith is seven on our list. Okay, then we've got to get him money.
And then you and I can have our opinion on Creed needs better snaps, right?
Right.
But is it just that? Is he blocking just fine? Just needs to get the ball up a little bit. Okay, is that something they rectified in 3 weeks of OTAs?
Maybe,
probably,
hopefully,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you got both of those guys coming on the clock.
Right,
right,
right.
How do you account for having both, and can you do both? So I think the budgeting to me also factors in.
Also, going back with the Bolton thing that we didn't miss a beat, I think it showed how much importance that was to get Drew signed in that offseason last year, because he had that veteran leadership already known, and then they repaid him with that extension that he got already this season. So another player that I was thinking about while you guys were talking, what about Bucker? Do you re-sign Bucker? I mean, he's what, this one or two best kicker in the league?
That's a great
point. He's automatic.
Yeah, that's a great. What are you gonna pay a guy like that?
And they did take a shave on the punter spot.
Right,
they were the highest. What did I say? The highest special teams
threesome
allocation money last year, and so they obviously have paired that via the punter. And do you take that portion of put it towards the kicker?
I don't know.
How do you do?
And what's the going rate things for Butker?
I don't know,
because that guy legitimately can go, you know what, ain't playing for less than and you got to go. God, there's something special about having a guy that you know is going to nail a field goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh.
Like if there's one position on the field that is that dominates like he does, that can hold out for a lot of money, it is Harrison Butker. Because I don't know that you're going to find somebody better right now than Harrison Butker. Not just better, but more reliable as well, and that has been in those situations. The last thing you want is the AFC Championship game, 3 seconds left, and the opportunity to win it, and you trot out somebody who's never been in that position before, and they shank it.
But I will say this. The differences are not a lot. Now, total contract may be, but I'm just looking here at SpotRac. Kicker contracts.
Yeah.
Justin Tucker and Jake Elliott make the most. $6 million. Butker's a little over $4 million.
Oh, all right. So I thought a lot more. If I'm Butker, I'm saying $20 million a year, I need T. Higgins money.
You know what I mean? So like,
wouldn't you sign that check right now?
Is that something you could find under the cushion?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But if you're Butker like right now, like $20 million.
There's not like a massive difference to go, oh wow, the last guy just got 10. He's got to go from 4 to 10 or whatever, you know, or I don't know. There's going to be escalating kicker salaries.
Yeah.
But can you get him to Justin Tucker money? $2 million?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Right. And then, yes, the down the road, the McDuffie, the Karloftis, like those are ones, but you kind of work those year by year. Right. And kind of push them. Both have 50 year options too. So that helps in that regard. But no, there's some decisions ahead. Certainly, I don't think everybody is also in the class of the quarterback, the tight end, and the defensive tackle here. That's brewing in just a different.
But you know what, Josh?
Different era.
And this is going to be a ha-ha, and then we can get to Matt Evans. If Veach keeps drafting like this, they're all going to be in that category. the dude just hits home runs.
Yeah.
And every time you think, oh, my God, maybe we can take a step back and out at the pay guy, you're like, I got another Pro Bowler that I drafted in the sixth round.
Got to draft worse here because I got to keep paying these guys.
Yeah, let's talk to our guy Matt Evans of Channel 9, who's been all over the Topeka situation and what's going on right now in Topeka with Kansas recruiting both the Royals and the Chiefs. Matt, appreciate it. Great work out of you yesterday. So tell us, my man, what is the latest when it comes to the Chiefs and Royals potentially moving across that state line?
Kansas lawmakers today expected to take up in both the full House and Senate today that big star bond proposal that broke late yesterday afternoon. This proposal is it's massive. It would pay potentially for 100% of a new stadium project through these star bonds, that sales tax and revenue bonds the state of Kansas has used to lure all kinds of big projects. When you think about these star bond projects just here locally, we've got Kansas Speedway used star bonds, Sporting KC used star bonds. Homefield just opened up in KCK, used star bonds. I mean, most of that Legends area used star bonds. So this is a huge recruiting tool. And what's interesting about this is usually those star bonds will only pay for up to maybe 50% of a project. The bill that they introduced last night could pay up to 100% of that project. If the project is a 30,000 seat or more stadium and is for a professional sports team in Major League Baseball, NFL, NHL, or NBA. So now it doesn't mean that that's what it'll be, but that will give the Secretary of Commerce the ability to negotiate all the way to 100% of funding for a stadium for those star bonds. I mean, this kind of a deal is not something that we've seen, you know, nationwide when it comes to sports stadiums. So Kansas is making a serious play to bring either the Chiefs, Royals, both, or maybe even another team over to the state.
It is funny though that they put the 30,000 number on too, because you're not getting an NBA or an NHL team for 30,000.
Right. That's too big. No one's
building that big of a venue. So you're like, we know who you're talking about here. Why don't you just spell it out? But could there be that, you know, when you're negotiating, when you have things on legislative floors, people try to get other stuff in, blah, blah, blah. Are you foreseeing any like hiccups? Something else gets thrown in late that would preclude either one of these bodies from trying to move forward?
So this is already kind of like late,
right?
You know, bottom of the ninth inning type stuff, right? Because the session ends tonight at midnight. They've got to end according to the Kansas Constitution. They've only got until tonight at midnight to put this through. So yesterday, What this conference committee did is they actually took an insurance bill that was dead, died earlier in the session, stripped all of the language out of that bill, threw in this star bond language into it, because even at this point in the session, they can't even introduce new bills. So it's using an old bill number, essentially, to even try to make it through. So the more stuff that gets thrown into this, if people do try to throw stuff into this, it's probably not going to pass, because the way it passed the conference committee yesterday is probably the way it would need to pass in both the Senate and the House today to get it to Governor Laura Kelly's desk. Because if that Senate changes something, or then the House changes something, and they got to go back and forth, there just might be the time to get it across the finish line. And there's talks about maybe putting caps in there about how much this would be. I still haven't seen the bill language yet. We'll probably see that later on today. So there's still a lot of moving parts here. But this is, this is a real play for the teams. And even yesterday in the conference committee of commerce at the House and Senate, one of the chairs said, hey, this means we are serious. We are ready to negotiate. And it sounds like they haven't had direct negotiations with the teams yet, but this certainly sets them up to start those talks. Interesting to note as well that this does have a really tight deadline. So this kind of star bond proposal would end in June of 2025. There is an option in there to maybe extend it for another year to 2026. But, they want to do it on a short time frame. They don't want this just hanging out there forever. So, this is just probably just the beginning. And I what I've heard is that there is support from bipartisan lawmakers in both chambers to get this done. Because, think about it. Bob, I was telling you yesterday, kind of like a hero, right? You're the Kansas lawmakers. And you're like, hey, we've got this great spot for the Chiefs now, the Royals potentially. We're going to keep them in the market. It's not going to raise any taxes. There's going to be no public vote. We're using these star bonds, and very popular, right, for Kansas constituents to bring one or both teams over the state line.
So do you think this does get done today, Matt?
I do. I think it does get done today. The Senate's going to take it up this morning. And we can see what the feeling is like. But from everything that I've heard is that both chambers, both parties are ready to get it done. And they want it out there. They want this done now so the negotiations can start now.
Right.
So this essentially gives the Secretary of Commerce all the tools in the tool bag, right, to go get the Chiefs and the Royals. Even last night, the committee ended after they approved the language. Like, okay, let's go get us a team.
So, when people are motivated, and there is motivation to get this done by the state of Kansas, basically because of the border war, let's just call it what it is, they get this thing done today, it opens it up for negotiations. Doesn't mean Missouri's eliminated. I was talking to somebody this morning about this, Matt, and they said, no, this actually helps Missouri out a little bit, get in the negotiation process, but they believe at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the Chiefs will end up in Kansas and the Royals will stay in Missouri. They don't believe Missouri will let both of them get away. What do you think the likelihood of that is?
That's tough, because the legislature in Jefferson City right now is in the middle of their own mess of issues, so to speak. So this will certainly light a fire under them to maybe potentially get something done this session. But if you're Governor Mike Parson, you're Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas, having both of these teams leave, the city and the state on their watch, it's not something you want happen. So I know that Mayor Lucas has been negotiating on behalf of the city from here on out. I'm not exactly sure how involved Governor Parson has been. I did reach out to both of them yesterday. They didn't have an official statement. The mayor did tweet something out last night. I haven't heard anything from the governor's office yet this morning. I don't think Kansas could get both teams. They might. Honestly, Bob, at this point, I don't know what's going to happen. I've right. been trying to read the tea leaves on this thing for years, and it's really tough to tell what's going to happen at this point, because after that vote went down, all bets were off. When both teams say all options are on the table, all options are on the table. I talked to somebody with the Royals organization yesterday who said that exact thing. When we say all options, we mean all options.
Right.
We got to figure out what we're going to do.
Well, and look, I've been telling people since February that if this thing failed in Jackson County, there were other municipalities out there with better financing mechanisms in place, and they were prepared to listen to all of those. And I was called a fear monger on that. And then Kansas has this out there right now with financing of up to 100% of two stadiums. So you're essentially saying the owners aren't going to have to come out of pocket on this one?
Yeah, so I haven't, again, seen the bill text yet, but my understanding is that that would potentially fund 100% of the stadium itself. Now, obviously, if you're building a new stadium, if you're the Chiefs, the Royals, you want to build that district around it too, right?
Right.
And I don't know if there's going to be star bonds for that or not just yet, but potentially maybe a stadium that's paid completely with star bonds, which, you know, the state would issue bonds to the Royals or the Chiefs or whatever team, and then pay for all that up front. And then the way the state recaptures those bonds is they pay it off through all the sales tax generated by all of the purchases within that star bond district, whoever it winds up being. So basically they're using tomorrow's tax revenue to pay for this project today is how the program works.
It's basically a user tax, though, Matt. If you don't use it, you as a general person are not taxed, and it's not coming out of your pocket unless you go there and spend money.
Right, exactly.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of these projects would have like 50% funding, and this one has gotten to 100. Was that purposeful? Like, in order to be a legit player for both teams, was there a need to push it to 100?
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. Kansas has never had, you know, a professional baseball team, NFL team. I mean, obviously MLS is over there, but as far as professional sports in Kansas, I mean, there's not a ton of history there. So they see this as an opportunity to really get a team over to Kansas. And I think it's interesting that they pushed it to 100% because that gives basically what this committee has wanted to do is they want to give as much power as they can to the state negotiators, right? So, you know, we saw in Jackson County all these negotiations back and forth. I think what the legislature wants to do is they want to say, look, this is everything you could possibly need. Whatever you need to make it work, go make it work.
So why is Frank White saying yesterday the timing isn't right like this? He know what's going on? Does Missouri Mayor L and Frank, do they know what's going on over there in Kansas?
I don't know. I reached out to Frank White yesterday, too, after this broke, and I haven't heard back from him. So, I mean, I know there were rumblings yesterday in the Jackson County legislature that this was going to go down in Kansas. So, you know, we got a tip earlier in the day that this was going to break in the afternoon. I talked to a couple of Jackson County legislators yesterday who also were aware of it. So I would think that Frank knew about it. What his plans are, I don't know. He keeps reiterating that he has a plan, right, to try and keep the teams. I don't know what that plan is, but, it better be, you know, one heck of a deal because the teams, both the Chiefs and the Royals, don't seem very interested at all in talking to Frank White. They had to go around him to even get this thing on the ballot. So I think that relationship between the teams and the county executive's office, to say it's strained is maybe putting it nicely.
Well, yeah, Frank White was asleep at the wheel during this whole thing, and we know that. There were meetings he was supposed to be at. He cancels at the last minute. Like, he totally dropped the ball on this whole thing. And I'm reading a story at MSN.com about Frank White yesterday responding to a question from Jackson County Legislature Manny Abarca. White said, quote, there are no new strategies about how to keep the teams in Jackson County. And then this is a statement. We're paying attention to the teams and we're paying attention to the articles we read, White said. We're responding to that statement this afternoon. We're just waiting for the right opportunity, White said. It's just been a few weeks, so we just give it a little time. Everyone has to take time to reassess where they are, and I don't think that process can be rushed. Meanwhile, Kansas is saying 100% financing for these stadiums.
They've
what
assessed
you got?
Where they are.
I mean, like if this is going to happen in Missouri, they need to pull their heads out, don't they, Matt?
I mean, they're going to have to figure something out, but I don't know if the deal is going to be with Jackson County if the teams stay. I mean, ever since the vote, I don't think any Jackson County legislator, at least the ones I have talked to, or anybody in the county executive's office have had substantial conversations with either team. I think that is a pretty strained relationship between the county and the teams at this point. So I know several legislators have reached out to the teams trying to restart negotiations, but I don't know if the teams are there. And we heard from Clark Hunt over the weekend, they're doing their own thing now. The Chiefs and the Royals are kind of parting ways. So maybe they don't go back to, you know, voters in Jackson County for a 3.8-cent sales tax. What happens if they stay in Kansas City, I think might come from a city level, honestly. So I don't know what the negotiations are like, but it would potentially, you know, if you keep the Royals or the Chiefs, you could do it with some kind of a deal from the city or the state, and you wouldn't even need Jackson County, depending on how that deal plays out.
Does the state of Missouri have the money, though, to match what Kansas – like, can Missouri do star bonds?
They don't have an exact program like that, but they do have similar programs. So they can do, you know, sales tax captures and bonds and TIF districts and things like that. So there are tools in that economic development toolbox in Missouri that they have,
right.
But it's not quite as aggressive as Star Bonds. Star Bonds is one of the more aggressive economic development proposals in the country. And we've seen, I mean, Star Bonds are the reason that the Legends area is what it is.
Right.
I mean, that whole area funded by Star Bonds. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about a new theme park, Mattel Theme Park in Bonner Springs.
Yeah.
That would be would be partially funded by Star Bonds. So, I mean, developers look at these things and they go, you know, this is what Kansas is offering. This is, you know, we're going to look pretty hard at Kansas when it comes to these types of developments and stadium developments included in that. I mean, the Star Bonds is a way bigger draw for these teams than that, you know, that gambling fund ever has. I mean, there's a few million dollars in that. I mean,
right.
it's not going to give you a start, I guess, but it's not going to pay for anything more than maybe a parking lot.
Matt, we appreciate the time. Great job out of you.
Enjoy today. It
yeah,
sounds like
today's going to be a lot of fun, huh?
Kind of fun.
Yeah, we'll be burning I-70 to Topeka and back for today, for
all
sure.
All right.
So we'll
make sure you
happens.
Stop at that Jeremiah Bullfrogs. I think it's the only place I know in Topeka other than a Chili's.
Right.
So have some fun, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, talk later, guys.
That's Bye. Matt Evans, Channel 9, doing an amazing job covering this story. He is all over it, man.
Matt Evans, KMBC on X.
Formerly Twitter.
Yes, formerly Twitter. I don't even formerly anymore. Oh. So interesting stuff there. Boy, it's just getting good. I mean,
oh, it's fantastic.
The drama of all this,
and
blinking,
the pettiness of like the people in Kansas. Oof. I mean, you heard the lawmaker that we played earlier in the show, Mr. Tarwater, Sean Tarwater. Here's this one.
And what do you say to Missouri voters who are hoping for a better deal who voted this down?
Thanks.
That's just cold.
That's State Representative Sean Tarwater.
Impressions can change. We'll discuss next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.